following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Ryan, there comes a time in every sports fan's life.
I know you're a dad now and all, but really, I'm good on the birds and bees front.
That's not where I was going with that. There comes a time when you decide to front the cost of tickets for you and your buddies, but one guy...
Why are you looking at me like that?
Forgets to pay you back?
That's where Go Together on StubHub comes in. Not only does Go Together let you plan a fun time with your friends...
You can split the cost of tickets before or after you pay for them.
So don't get stiffed on game day. Try Go Together on StubHub by clicking the Split with Friends button at checkout today.
They call me Murphy. And I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Damon Day with you on this Tuesday program. Happy October, Damon.
Happy October to you, too.
Because it just tweaked me when I walked in the studio and listened to SportsCenter this morning. The government shutdown could affect the Air Force-Navy game. Really? Yeah, you're probably going broke on the paycheck you're getting. Go take care of the stadium, go play football, and get it done. I mean, come on, you're grown-ups, right? You're not in Washington D.C. You're not the knotheads on the hill. You guys go play football.
Yeah, that
come on.
That's just one of those. Let's just try to make something. Let's just try to throw our lot in life and how we're even affected all the way out here. Colorado to, you know, do our thing. So,
ish.
Hey, I got one for you. Ask me how our inner squad went yesterday.
You played
each other.
Now wait a minute. Did you have? Because there was a big kickball tournament this weekend. Were you playing kickball or were you playing baseball?
You could call it kickball.
Uh oh.
Yeah. But I always get grief for being a coach speak guy and everything else. And you know, everyone always kind of gives. You know, Coach Morris and Coach Harper, the hard time about how they never really get to say. So ask me how our scrimmage went.
So UNK baseball coach Damon Day, my co-host here today, you had an inter-squad scrimmage yesterday.
Yes, we did.
And it was a pretty nice day out.
It was a beautiful day out.
Beautiful day. How'd it go?
It was brutal. I have never seen such worse baseball played over 8 innings in my entire 10 years here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We set the game back at least 15 years.
What happened? Just because of a lot of errors or?
Well, we call them mishandles or whatnot, but we had 50 of them through the first 5 innings. Just misplays, balls dropped, you know, missigned, just all. It was just.
Didn't you rake the field good enough?
You know what? It was one of those days as a coach that literally after about the 6th inning, you're just like, you know what? There's no point to even bring up anything because it's that bad. Like, you can't even build off of it.
So what do? You do it again today?
No, today we got team meeting for some some team stuff that we do, and then tomorrow's their normal off day, and then Thursday we get ready for some things that we got going on this weekend. So, no, it was just one of those days. You know, you're in the middle of fall ball. They're sick of kind of playing each other. The pitchers are sick of facing the same hitters. The hitters are sick of facing the same pitchers. You know, but I always wanted to just be like, you know what? I just wanted to be that coach that finally just said it was brutal, like on every level. Not much execution on either. It was, you know, and usually in a scrimmage, you would think at least one UNK team was going to win yesterday.
You called it.
Neither one of them wanted to win. They just kept trying to want to hand it back and forth to each other.
Well, they're givers.
Yeah, you know,
they must be great. They must be great at Christmas.
Oh, it's it was by far one of the more interesting afternoons I've had as a head coach. But I was actually proud of myself from a coaching standpoint. I just kind of said, hey, team meeting tomorrow. Let's get it cleaned up. Let's take it down, and we'll go.
You know what? Because you don't have to be a genius to figure out that if you have X number of practices, let's say you have 60 baseball practices, one of them is going to be the worst of the season.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is going to be the worst of the season.
Put it this way. We're in real trouble if yesterday was not the worst. If we come out on Thursday and we are still struggling, then I'll hit the panic button. But I always just thought it was funny because, you know, coaches always are, hey, you know, we're going to do this. We're gonna get back after them. No, we were just that bad.
Coming up on the show today, it's our Tuesday chats with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper, UNK football coach Daryl Morris. They'll both be home this weekend. We'll also slide in Hastings High volleyball coach Dave Heppner. We've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia. But first, what do you think about, I know this is like going from Mike Golic to you with this Cleveland Indians stuff, but what do you think about this baseball playoffs? What do you think? What do you got? What are you going?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm a diehard Indians fan, you know. I mean, what was it? Sunday was my brother, who's a Cleveland police officer, said it best. It was maybe the greatest day in sports history in the last 15 years for the Cleveland fan who, you know, the Indians got into the wild card and the Browns are now 2-2. And so I don't know if you got to watch the game last night, but I loved it. I love David Price out there. I love playoff baseball. He's so amped. He's so jacked. I mean, he's fist pumping, and Przinski gets tossed. I don't know if you saw his first. During the regular season, Przinski's done. You can't turn to the umpire and say whatever. I mean, the pitch was out. But I just love playoff baseball. I love seeing him do those things, and I think you're going to see. The only thing that stinks about it is how late it's on. That was actually a good game, you know, because you could kind of stay up. It went quickly. You know, I think it was done by 10 type of thing, but I'm extraordinarily excited about the baseball playoffs.
Well, and tonight, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, we made our predictions yesterday because it was our midterm Mark Cooler question. Pittsburgh has everything pointing their way, but we both took Cincinnati.
If I were to bet or answer a Cooler question, I'm going to go with Cincinnati just because it's so hard to beat a professional baseball team four times in a row. You know, Pittsburgh swept the series in three, and so now they're going for their fourth game in a row against the same team, and that's just hard to do. And it's hard to beat any team, you know, four times in a row, let alone a professional baseball team. So I'll be very interested to see, you know, but I there's something I do like about Pittsburgh. They kind of have that, you know, we are family from the 70s. Oh. You know, they kind of got that vibe about there's something special. But that's what stinks about this one-game playoff thing. I wish they would make it two out of three, and there's plenty of days to do it. You do Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, Thursday, and that's part of the whole, you know, you're not starting, that's part of the whole, hey, make sure you win your division, but I think you could have a two out of three type of thing, better so than just one game.
I agree. It allows you to overcome one bad day. And you got to have a couple of your pitchers get out there and do something. I agree with that.
And Tampa Bay is not even going to get a home playoff game, and they made the playoffs.
Yeah, well.
You know, I mean, I know it says to do better, but if you're trying to expand, especially for some of these teams, two out of three would be started on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, give them Thursday as the off day. You would have I know that it would be.
They do need to cut the schedule by a week and do it that way. Yeah. That would avoid getting deep into November, hopefully. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, and let's get into our regular Tuesday fare. Talk a little UNK football with the head coach of the Lopers, Daryl Morris. Daryl, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Great to chat with you. Let's start with Bronson Marsh. What's the latest?
Right now, Bronson looks pretty iffy for the game this week. He did suffer a knee strain, and matter of fact, having an MRI here this morning, and we'll know a little bit more about it as we go into the end of the week.
Coach, I think, and we're going to have Coach Harper on, he kind of detailed what they needed to do last week against Dakota Wesleyan, and they did it for a half, and then in the third quarter, exactly what he said they needed to do came up and bit him. You knew that you were facing one of the best programs in the country last week with Northwest Missouri State, and they didn't prove anybody wrong. They went right out and took care of business.
No, they're a very, very good football team. I would say they're, in every component of a football program, they would be an elite team. Not only the way the team markets itself, the way the school markets the program, the fan support, the game day experience, and then the product they're putting on the field, it's an elite organization, no question.
Daryl, I'll throw my fan hat on here because while you guys were in the RMAC and making the playoffs, you had good football teams. I don't think the talent is that much different. It may be younger, it may need to grow, and all that, and you can set me straight at any point here. But making the playoffs, being competitive, and still seeing some of these teams, has something changed? Have they got better? I don't think UNK has gotten markedly worse. It's just that you guys are playing the MIAA schedule, but you guys are playing great football with the same kind of talented kids in a weaker league, and now it seems like these teams are way better than like when you were playing them in the playoffs. Is that true?
Well, I think here's what in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, you could go through the league and not get physically beat up and injured and so forth. So you could play a UNO once a year. You could play a Saginaw Valley and beat them in a playoff game because as you went into that playoff game towards the end of the year, you were still a relatively healthy football team. The MIAA is a league of attrition, and it's a depth league, and we don't have depth to play in this league right now. We're working towards that, but we're a long ways away from being a Northwest Missouri or a Missouri Western. And if you go through the RMAC schedule, you did not play teams first four games out that are 17-0. I mean, there is nobody in the country other than the University of Georgia that I'm aware of that has played a schedule that would be similar to ours at their level of football. We have played four nationally ranked football teams 4 weeks in a row, and we've got another darn good football team coming up. So you get beat up, you get injured, and the depth becomes an issue. Southern Cal was struggling through the same thing because of sanctions that they had. They were putting an inferior player on the field when the first string guy got hurt, and they weren't good enough to be successful in the Pac-12. So that's kind of our situation.
We're talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Let's go back to the quarterback situation. If Bronson is unable to go, you put Luke McNitt in Saturday. Is he the guy that goes, or do you have a different plan?
Well, we're gonna look at both Luke and Sam. Excuse me, guys. Luke and Sam Brower this today in practice. To be honest with you, I would say Sam would have a little bit of an edge over Luke because he's been in the program longer, has a little bit better understanding of the system. But that's going to be decided as we go through some practices and just to see exactly. Sam has been playing a lot of wide receiver for us, so he hasn't had a ton of snaps at quarterback during practice. He's gotten some each day, but not a ton. So we're just going to have to see which one appears to be the most ready to play.
Defensively, and we keep kind of bringing up a couple of the same names here, Kellen Werner, Tyke Kojal have been playing very well, have stepped up against these ball clubs. I see Matt Bowman had a nice game defensively. Tell me a little bit about what the silver lining was from Saturday.
Well, the only silver lining after you go through something like that is that we did play a lot of young players. And eventually young players grow up, they mature, they understand, they get bigger, they get stronger, and they become better football players. Now, that's a couple years down the road. So the only positive thing that we really have going right now is that we're playing a lot of young guys who are getting their feet wet, who are getting knocked in the mouth and still getting up off the ground, and eventually they will become just kids that are more prepared physically, mentally, emotionally, and just football aptitude-wise for this kind of a league.
Coach Damon Day here. Lindenwood comes to town this weekend. It's the MIAA television network of Game of the Week, and the Lions are led by Dylan Miller, who's averaging 320 yards a game. What's kind of your plan to stop him this weekend?
Well, you just, you know, we got to play defense. Obviously, we've got to start moving the football offensively and keep other people's offenses off the field. And we've got to do some ball control things on offense. We're going to help out a new quarterback and try not to put as much pressure on him as Bronson was taking on because he was the starter. So the plan is to try to keep the guy off the field as much as possible, play some ball control offense, keep him off, keep moving the chains, and ultimately score some points. So other than that, you just have to play defense with the guy.
What else about Lindenwood makes them a decent football team?
Well, they you know, it's hard to get to their quarterback because they have a good quick game, so he gets the ball out of his hand pretty quickly. So, you know, getting to him and sacking him is difficult. He's always got a short route. He's always got a deep route. And if he's not getting pressure, he'll sit there and wait on the deep route and check it and see if he can go there. If not, he'll dump it off and let a guy run with it. So they're kind of gonna move the chains and eat up time on the clock offensively just by throwing the football. So you got to defend the pass. They're going to throw it 60 times on Saturday. We got to be able to get out of our stance 60 times and rush the quarterback, and that's not easy to do for defensive linemen. So again, we've got to try to keep him off the field.
Last minute here with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. I know it's not where you guys want to be. It was kind of the same spot last year, but I know you guys were really banged up last year. So can you compare where you were a year ago to where you are today?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're rapidly getting to that same situation again because of just the pounding that kids take at practice, the pounding that they take in a game. Last Saturday's game was a pretty expensive game in terms of the injury report. I mean, our starting quarterback will not play this week, most likely. So we'll be playing with a kid who's been playing wide receiver. Well, we've done that before. He'll be playing quarterback. He was recruited to be a quarterback, but hasn't been playing a ton of it. So, you know, we're getting to that same part. I mean, we're getting to the part of the season where, and it was my fear, you know, you go through that gauntlet that we have in the first four games and you come out of the other end and you're not physically healthy enough to really be competitive perhaps in some of the games you should be competitive in. And that's what we're going to find out if we've reached that point or if we still got some bullets in our gun.
Well, obviously, Daryl, you know we're all pulling for you, but I know it's tough for you guys and your coaching staff. How are you guys handling this?
Well, I mean, I think frustration is, we're all quite frustrated, to be honest with you. And, you know, the kids are, I believe, by the end of the game on Saturday, our team was demoralized. And, you know, now it's our job as the coaching staff to get them picked back up and get them ready to play and show them reasons why. Again, the teams we have played are 17-0, have not lost a game, and they're all nationally ranked. So our mettle has been forged in a pretty hot fire. Lindenwood is not any of the four teams that we've played, but they're still a very good football team, and we're a little beat up.
Well, Coach, let's go get these guys, and we'll talk again on Tuesday.
That's the plan, man.
Thanks, Daryl. Always
see
appreciate it. Daryl Morris, head football coach, UNK. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Damon. You look at this game at the beginning of the year, and I was hopeful that UNK could get one of these first four. And, I mean, for me, 1-3 at this time would have been pretty darn good, considering, as he just said, who they play. And they played good in two of those games. They definitely played a couple of really good halves in a couple of those games. Last week just knocked them back, as Coach said. But at the beginning of the year, this was the game you kind of thought, okay, even if these things don't go well, and then all of a sudden these guys are playing better than they were supposed to.
Yeah, and I think that's the life in the MIAA is that, you know, it's an arms race. It's a body race. It's a player race. These schools treat football as, you know, they have the depth in place. They have those types of things. And so I think when you do look at the schedule and you say, oh, we got a Lindenwood coming to town. Well, Lindenwood's 3-1. They're doing a good job of spreading the field. They're going to, you know, they cause some problems, you know, for a secondary that's already kind of beat up and young to begin with. And now they're going to try to stretch the field. And so what went to looking at as a game of, oh, you know, this should be an easy, or not an easy one, but something very manageable, it becomes to, we got to play very good football. And like Coach said, when you get that injury bug, there's no, it's not excuse making. I mean, when you don't have, when you are third man up, you know, I always say is you can handle one man up. You can handle second teamer moving to first team. But when you get into your third teamer and your fourth teamer having to go man up against MIAA receivers or MIAA type of speed and talent. And they're getting there. They are. That's the thing about the panic button that I don't when I'm out in the community and whatnot is we're going to get there. We're going to be – Coach Morris is going to get this ship righted. The transition in conference happened at a bad time. There's no doubt about it. It happened at a bad time from we graduated that greatest class ever. You know, I think it was the 2011 season, correct?
Yeah.
Spitzelberger graduated. Yeah. I mean, we graduated, you know, and then you're changing over in 12 into a new league.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's a whole new recruiting. You know,
for 3 years we talked about – now, I didn't know how the wins and losses were going to go. But for 3 years, when this came to light, you knew that you weren't going to be winning double-digit football games for a while.
And people don't understand, a changeover in conference doesn't just happen overnight. It changes your recruiting base. It changes how you're going to play your game. It's going to change how you're going to – I mean, it changes everything.
Where you stay, where you travel. You've seen this coach's scheme
exactly.
For 10 years. All of a sudden, you haven't seen any of these guys.
Yeah, and it changes everything. It's not just a different moniker. It's not just a new acronym that you're playing under. It is a whole different lifestyle, and that's what I think gets lost in the translation of the move to the MIAA is everybody wants to talk about finances or this. Yeah, there's some differences in finances or whatnot, but this is an upheaval. This is a, you know, we were killing it on the front range. You look at all of our sports. There was a Colorado connection. You know, we were getting some of the best players out of Colorado. That's been lost. Whether people, you know, and so now we're kind of nomadic. We're getting into Omaha better. We're getting into Kansas City better. But we're brand new newbies to most of those coaches and schools.
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't heard from us in the past because, you know, we were out at Cherry Creek. We were out at, Vista Point. We were out at Parker, Colorado. We were getting kids from there. And that's not just in football, but that's in baseball for us. I know in some other sports we were getting that Colorado connection because it made sense. We were a great location coming to a regional university. But that's all changed now. And so now we're into Omaha. You know, now we're trying to sell people that, hey, you know, we're right down the road. You got to explain to Omaha kids where Kearney's at. They think the world ends after Lincoln. They do. You know, and so, you know, just everybody just kind of take it. I know it's tough for the coaches and frustrating, but I think if everybody just kind of takes a deep breath right now, more so than anything, this football program needs your support.
2:30, right? Foster Field coming up this Saturday, and we will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave Heppner is going to join us to talk Hastings High volleyball. Then in the second half, we'll swing over to Tony Harper at Hastings College for Bronco football. Stay with us.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
If you work from home, you know there are times when you need a more professional image. That's why a Regis Virtual Office is so smart. Your Regis Virtual Office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and phone number for your business card, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, access to meeting rooms. Get 30 days free, yeah, free, at regus.com/sport or call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WiggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
October baseball gets underway with wild card action in Pittsburgh as the Reds and Pirates face off in a one-and-done.
Driven in the air center field, and it's gone!
The Pirates return to the playoffs for the first time since 1992. They face a Reds team who have made the playoffs in 3 of the last 4 years but are ready to make a run.
The Reds and Pirates coverage begins tonight at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny, high of 82. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 55. Tomorrow, we'll have increasing clouds with a chance of storms and a high near 85. And tomorrow night, showers and storms. Currently, it's 64.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, the first day of October. Oh, man, what a beautiful day it is in Nebraska. And anytime you're ready to relax, kicking it, watching the baseball playoffs, the NFL, hockey season gets underway tonight. Oh, my goodness. Make sure you're doing it in comfort with items from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. BruceFurniture.com. You can see what they've got. You can stop by any of their locations. For the last 36 years, they have grown to take care of you. They can compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And just as important, they maintain that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. They do more with easy credit terms, free professional delivery, and trusted brand names like Chromecraft, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Lane, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and many more. They have free setup, free haulaway, free delivery from Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And folks, they are off to a great start. They did get their first loss over the weekend, but I'll tell you what, the competition is also stepping up a little bit here. But Hastings High School is ranked in the top 10 in high school volleyball for the first time in a number of years. And Coach Dave Heppner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Tigers. Coach, congratulations and a great start for your ball club. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. It's been a very good start. We're pretty impressed and pleased, I guess, where we're at right now.
Yeah, I'm going back. We usually are able to do the Hastings-Kearney volleyball match, but we picked up the football game that night, and then I come back and see the scores that you guys play extra 26-24, 28-26, like all night long, and then you go on a run from there. So did you see the experience coming back that could have got you off to the 8-0 start that you had?
Yeah, we really did. We've got seven seniors who've, you know, been playing with us, obviously, for 4 years, and they've gotten a lot of experience the last 2 or 3 years on varsity, getting to play and not necessarily start, but play a lot. And then, you know, it's transferred in, had a great summer, and they're just being great leaders from the get-go, and I think that's really part of the reason we're where we're at.
Dave, talk about some of the gals. Familiarize the listeners with who's stepping up, who's leading your program this year.
Well, we got two great outside hitters right now. They're hitting probably as well as we've ever had here, and that's Brooke Bailey and Darian Ellenwood. They're both our go-to girls. They're both hitting right around close to 200. And when you can hit like that, you have a chance to win a lot of games. We're also in the middle with a newcomer. She played for us freshman, sophomore year, and then went across country and came back, and that's Liz Opperman. She's playing middle, done a great job as a leader, not having the most power on the team, but she plays the ball really well. She's a great blocker, just leads with a lot of enthusiasm and helps us out in a lot of ways. We've got three of the best passers I've ever seen here. We call them the Killer Bees. They're all last names start with B. We got Kathleen Bartunix, our libero, doing a great job for us there, averaging almost 10 digs a game. And you got Brooke Busboom and Crystal Bauer are both stepping up in the left back, coming in and just digging everything that comes their way. So it's been a lot of fun to watch them. I think that's all seven of them. I don't know if I missed one or not. But those are the seven right now who are really doing a good job for us. Oh, Bailey Petzold, excuse me. She's my other one. She's my right side. Almost forgot her. She's really stepped up on the right side as a big-time hitter and blocker for us, so doing great things.
Coach, from one coach to another, I know how that goes when you're trying to free will everybody in your head, so don't worry. You've probably offended somebody, and they will be texting you.
Yeah, I probably made somebody mad on the way.
Coach, you're at the Columbus Invitational this weekend. Next week, you take on Northwest, number one in Class B, 16-0. How do you get your girls focused on this weekend, but with that big matchup coming down the road?
You know, we've got Aurora, and Aurora's right after Northwest. So, I mean, we don't have a very easy week. But, you know, I think Northwest has always been our one nemesis. We've never got past, and we always look forward to playing them because we've got a lot of friends there. I've got some former players that play over there. And so there's a lot of relationships there that we try to work on. And great, I went to Northwest, graduated from there. Diane was my accounting teacher, so there's a lot of history there. But the reality is we still got to take on one game at a time, and this weekend's a good one. We have a chance to play SCOTUS again, who took care of us pretty good this last Saturday, and I don't think we really played up to our par, and we kind of want another shot at that, but you never know where the seedings are going to fall. But we definitely want to focus on one game at a time. We got to take care of York tonight, and then we'll worry about Saturday when it comes.
Dave Heppner, he is the head volleyball coach at Hastings High School. York's record, not overly impressive, but what do you know about them?
They got some really nice outside hitters, and I think their middles can step up and put the ball away too. The one thing that they struggle with, I think, most this year has been their serve receive. And, you know, when we're serving tough, I think we can cause them a lot of problems, but you just never know. They've played with some really good teams and given some people some runs, but, you know, when you get a team like that down early, I think you can usually take care of business, and that's kind of what we're trying to get across to the girls, is get in there and take care of business early, hopefully get in their heads a little bit and take them out of what they're trying to do.
Dave, what is it that you have to get better at if you're going to compete and maybe get that signature win here in the next 2 weeks?
You know, we talk about that quite a bit. We're really stepping up a lot in a lot of different ways. But one thing that stood out, we had a good talk yesterday after practice, was the girls just not totally trusting each other in those crunch times and those big moments and kind of having doubts. And I think that comes from maybe not winning a lot over the years. And they know they can play with teams. They know they can come back on teams. We've done it quite a bit already. But it's just getting over that hump mentally that says, listen, I know the girl next to me is going to do her job and I'm going to do mine. Once they truly buy into that, I think we'll be fine and we can pretty much play with anybody we need to.
I'll let you out of here with this one, Coach. What is the attitude of the team right now? I mean, as we said, it's been a long time since Hastings has cracked the top 10 in the state rankings and got off to a start like this. What's the attitude like?
You know, they're pretty pumped. I think overall they're pleased with where we are, but they're definitely disappointed in our showing on Saturday, because I think for everybody, top to bottom, we felt like we could have competed a lot better than we did. But we just kind of didn't play our game, and I think they want to get back to business. I think they're looking forward to tonight, and I think they're looking forward to Saturday where we can start playing with some good teams again and just see what we really can do and show each other, not necessarily everybody else, but show each other that we are capable of playing at a really high level. And so once we get to that point, I think the sky's the limit.
All right, Dave, go get win number 10 with your girls tonight, and best of luck over the next couple of weeks here with some great competition. We hope to see you soon.
For having us.
Take care. Coach Dave Heppner joining us here at Hastings High School on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're 9-2. And again, you look at it, a lot of the teams they played, they're still looking for that big win. They've beaten some nice teams, some Class C teams that they played earlier this year in the Central City Tournament when they went and they won that tournament, beating some Class C schools there. But they have not got that big win, and it's not their fault. I mean, that their schedule is a little more second half heavy here. Northwest, Aurora, two of the best teams in B. As I said, they might see SCOTUS again this week. So they've got some good teams, and of course, later on down, they'll get into the conference tournament with some good volleyball as well. So, but you know what? You know this, Damon. Every coach knows this. That time that you may have turned the corner, you just don't know what you're going to see because you've never been around that corner. And so that's where Hastings is at with this group of girls. Even though they're experienced, they haven't been here.
Well, that's the tough part, you know. And, you put the coach, you put it into the coach speak translator. You know, obviously they're looking forward to the showdown, but they got to get through the weekend first. And that's probably the toughest part when you haven't been down this road, is taking care of what you need to take care of before you get to that step. And I know that from a coaching standpoint, you're fixated on it. You know how important tonight is. You know how important, you know, this weekend is. But you got those girls eyeing the schedule down the road, and you can talk until you're purple in the face. But we all know how the anatomy of an upset comes. They're going to show up on tonight, or they're going to show up on Saturday, and they're going to be flat. They're going to lose a game. And then it's how do you respond from there? And like you said, when you haven't been there before, or your team hasn't been there before, that's the hump. That's the hump. It's not only winning there, but can you still get to those games that mean so much with your record intact? And so, you know, that's the challenge for them moving forward is, yeah, undefeated number one down the road, but can you take care of what you need to take care of tonight or this weekend before that matchup comes?
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, let's get to the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Who will win tonight's National League wild card game? 67% voted for Pittsburgh, 33% voted for Cincinnati. And so tomorrow it'll be Tampa Bay at Cleveland. I don't even have to ask you, but I will. Who will win the AL wild card game on Wednesday, Damon?
Cleveland.
I'll take Tampa. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can vote out at any time because I'm good at being wrong. ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings College football coach Tony Harper when we come back.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore.
We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
A man in his truck. A man in his truck and his teenage daughter who had a rough day at school. And the ride home. And boys and grades and teachers and tryouts. And fitting in and sticking out. And the 25 minutes between school and the driveway that lifted the weight of the world. The all-new Chevy Silverado. No quieter full-size pickup on the road. No more perfect place to lend an ear. Silverado. Strong for all the...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny, high of 82. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 55. Tomorrow, we'll have increasing clouds with a chance of storms and a high near 85. And tomorrow night, showers and storms.
Currently, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Should I be fired up that Ned Yost got a contract extension this morning?
It depends if you're a Ned Yost fan or not. I know you're not, so I doubt you're fired up.
No, I'm not. And I don't know. This was supposed to be the year that it was supposed to be last year, then this year, and they were better. But it seems like to me, okay, we won more games than we have since 1989, and it was because of you. No, it wasn't. Some cases you can say, yes, it is.
I think it wasn't.
If it was, they wouldn't have went 4-17 in May.
I think that when you talk about Major League Baseball managers, I think it's one of the differences that in all sports is you truly kind of get paid for your previous work, your previous year, more so than what they think you're going to do moving forward in the future. I thought that even more so than Ned Yost getting an extension, I thought it was more interesting that Ron Gardenhire. The Twins got an extension. They've had three.
So Terry Collins of the Mets.
Yep. Three losing seasons in a row, and they brought him back for a two-year extension. I think that goes to show you that the most stable programs or teams, the Twins are, they've had long-term. I think that the Royals may have not so much are saying that Yost did a phenomenal job as much as I want some stability. Yeah. We got to get this revolving doors of managers. And maybe he's not your guy, or maybe he's not the guy that you think takes him to the next level. But I think that he is adding some stability, and when you have a team like you have, stability is probably more important than actual managerial skills.
Stability and coaching is always key. I don't know how stable he is, but Tony Harper is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Are you stable?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask me, yes. If you ask my wife, that would be a definite no.
Well, Hastings College Bronco football coach Tony Harper with us. It's pretty simple. You told us last week what you had to do. You did it for a half. You might have done it for three quarters. But in the third quarter, that's when the quarterback-wide receiver combination heated up for Dakota Wesleyan, and it was the difference in the football game.
It really was. We came out, you know, after halftime feeling really good about ourselves, and then they got a couple drives going. They were able to move the football, and then you could feel it on the sidelines, like, man, what else can go wrong, or who's going to make the play instead of being, you know what, I'm going to go out there and make the play, and I'm going to go out there and stop them from driving. And that's something we got to continue to work on. But from them guys to bounce back from what happened to us the previous week to that first half, there's something to build on. These guys still got fight in them, and we just got to get that edge back.
A fortuitous bounce went their way to start the third quarter. Ball fumbled into the end zone. They pounce on it. Maybe that goes the other way. I didn't see it. Were you guys close to it?
Oh, it was. I mean, it was. You're dead on it. We were down. We were backed up, and we did a good job fighting off blocks, getting a half on the ball. Ball comes shooting out. I mean, that thing just ricocheted out of there. Their receiver, who's down in the other side of the goal line in the end zone, our corner's back was turned because we were in man-to-man coverage, and it just bounced right to their receiver. We were fighting and clawing. It was just one of those things. It was a bang-bang deal, and again, we got to be the ones to go out and make those things happen for us.
Coach Damon Day here. Owen Hickey, a kicker for you guys, was named Special Teams GPAC Player of the Week. Hit a 53-yarder, tying the school record, as well as hitting a 44-yarder. How did that help set up your team with some momentum?
Well, you know, it goes just back to what I was saying. Owen, who's paid his dues, who's been behind a couple good kickers, he had the win behind his back. He ties the school record with the 53-yarder. That was a lift. Owen wanted that pressure. He went out there and says, you know what, I'm going to make this field goal. And now he had a good win. It was a good snap. It was a good hold. Everything was picture perfect. Bam, he knocked it through. That was a great boost for us. The next time we get down there, like you said, it was a 44-yarder. We didn't even hesitate. Owen, go. Bam. Knocks it through. Everybody's fired up. We just got to have more of those plays where guys want that pressure on their shoulders. And it's been a long time since I've seen a kid smile that wide from ear to ear. But Owen was pumped, and that was a good way to keep that first half going like it was for us.
We're talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. Tony, for whatever the reason was, you guys got after him. We talk a lot of – there's so many different ways you can look at special teams. But on their conversions, whether it was kicking or going for two, you guys you probably get an A-plus in that spot this week.
Well, and again, it's the guys. You know what? We're going to give up touchdowns. We're going to give up first downs, whatever it may be. But you got to forget about that play because the next play is up. I mean, bam, it's ready to go. And Coach Long does a great job with our field goal block, and our guys have great energy coming off the edge. They're thinking, okay, instead of let's giving them another point on the board, let's take a point out. And that was something else from an attitude standpoint was we got to forget about it. We got to go take points off the board, and that's what we were able to do. I think we've blocked a kick or a PAT in almost every game except for one, and that shows that the guys are fighting through that. We just got to have that happen more often than just one or two or three times a game.
Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College. We've talked a variety of things here, offensively, defensively. We've talked special teams here, but we've brought up the quarterback situation every week. We've also kind of had a different defensive guy to talk about every week. It looks like you decided Palazzo was going to be your man and talk about his game, and then conversely, how you thought the defense did play.
Well, you know, in AJ's, in regards to him, you know, Matt got banged up pretty good the previous week, and he was being held out of practice, and we just went in as the coaching staff realizing, hey, AJ's, we got to prepare for the worst, not having our starting quarterback, so AJ got all the reps. We were hoping Matt maybe have gotten cleared on Saturday morning. He didn't, but we had a lot of confidence in AJ, and AJ went out there and performed very well. I don't know about records or anything like that, but for Hastings College to throw the ball 56, 58 times a game is a lot. What we got to be able to do is we got to get on the same page. We just got to make smarter decisions, but he threw for over 300 yards. There's just a couple throws that we wanted to get back, but I think AJ showed that he can get out there and do things. I think you're going to see more of AJ. But he does a good job of, he just changes the attitude from the standpoint of the sense of urgency and things like that. So he had a solid game. Defensively, you know, there were some guys that did some good things. Jeremiah Reed was one. On their big plays that they had, we had a couple guys not getting their one fit. It's just one guy not doing his job, and we got to make sure it's all 11 doing their job and getting off the blocks and going and making plays. But, you know, Eric Wiley, that kid has had a good game every game this season. He's gotten better each game. We just got to keep proving and forcing that ball to him a little bit more.
One more before we move on to next week. The game maybe have seemed to have been over, but you did score with less than a minute to go with a chance to get an onside kick and see what happens. You decided to go for two at 28-19 instead of trying to make it 28-20 and maybe keep some pressure on. Explain that decision.
Well, I've been asked that question a lot here in the past couple of days. And here's what the thought process was. We went down there. We moved the ball. We got the touchdown. You know, every coach has this sheet football-wise where if you're down by this at this point in the game, you do this or you do that. We were following that script, and when we got on the phones as coaches, there was no hesitation at all in any of our voices or comments. We said, we're going for two, get that two-point conversion play ready, and that was even before we scored. We were feeling confident. We thought we had a good play call, and it just didn't work out the way that we wanted it to. But if we would have gotten that, and then who knows, you know, maybe their attitude or maybe they're like, oh, man, here it comes again. And our guys get even a little bit more fired up. When things are going good, I want to keep that truck rolling. I want to keep pushing that gas pedal. I want to keep putting the pressure on the other team. That was the thought process behind that. If I had to do it again, I would go ahead and do it again. And, you know, next time we just got to make that play.
It would put pressure on. If it was 28-21 and then you covered the onside kick, then there might be some even more nervous on the other side. There would be nowhere to fall back on.
So. There would be some tighter collars. Coach, you have Briarcliff coming up this weekend. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, they're a little banged up. The thing about Briarcliff is they will come out and they'll play four full quarters, you know, and here's a football coach speak for you. They're going to come out, they're fast, they're physical, they're going to hit you in the mouth. The thing about those guys defensively is they get off that roof extremely quickly. They fly to the ball. So what we got to be able to do is we got to counteract that, maybe get some stuff on the backside or maybe do some counterplays and different things like that to get them flowing over the top and then cut back underneath. Offensively, you know, they got a big old quarterback. They don't run him a lot like we've seen the past couple weeks. He's going to set in that pocket, so we're going to have to bring some pressure from some different angles on those guys. And we got to be able to lock down their big play threats because they're kind of like a Dakota Wesleyan or a Doan. They're a big play offense, so we got to limit that and frustrate them. And then special teams-wise, we got to keep making plays because, you know, three out of our four games this year, our special teams have risen to the occasion. We expect even more from those guys this week.
They did have the offensive player of the week, and again, I'll preface this by saying Briarcliff probably rolled up Dort for their first win of the season and, you know, took out some early season frustrations on them. But Matt Harshman had a huge game. Is this a kid that is an all-conference type of player, or was this a one-shot deal?
No, I think he's an all-conference player. I mean, he's definitely got the bloodlines because his brother played there, and he was a heck of a football player for them as well. He is an all-conference. He's their focal point. They really like to look for him in the passing game. The thing that he really sets him apart is he's going to go up and get the ball. You know, sometimes those guys got some gator arms, and they're just going to kind of tuck and roll on it. He's going to go get the ball, and he's got the speed to pull away. So we're going to have to make sure we find that guy. But, again, we're going to have to play within our scheme, and we're going to have to frustrate him, and then we get the pressure on that quarterback, hopefully.
All righty, Harp, go get him. Let's get a victory, 1 o'clock this Saturday, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
Take care, Tony Harper. He is the head football coach at Hastings College, and you can hear the game on 1230 KHAS. And again, that's what us media guys do. We ask the question when it doesn't go right, you know, like on that two-point conversion. You know, if you get it, all of a sudden – you get the onside kick, it's 28-21. They know that there's no security blanket defensively after that. They know that this game's either going to overtime or they're getting beat. Instead of it being 28-20, going, even if they score, we can knock down the two-point conversion. It's a little bit different philosophy there.
I think that any time that, you know, coaches feel their teams, and when, you know, obviously coach felt like his team was going to do it, maybe catch them off guard a little bit, and the, you know, and that's the thing about decisions. You know, you know Les Miles, the Mad Hatter, you know, he kind of has a reputation for making those decisions, but they're not reckless. I mean, Coach Harper obviously felt that his team was in position, had him on the ropes a little bit, didn't pan out, so be it.
If I was on defense, I wouldn't be thinking they'd be going for
right.
two.
So that, I mean, so you're trying to, when you're down, you're trying to make something happen. Yep. I mean, obviously, you're trying to stem the tide and do some different types of things. So I always laugh. I mean, you know, it's a horse apiece. You know, some guy's going to think, oh, yeah, you know, that was a great call. And some other guy's going to think it's not a great call. If you start making your decisions upon what you think the next guy's going to do. You know, I always love it in baseball. Dad's out there. Oh, what are we bunting for? Hey, man, your son's 0 for his last 37. I'm doing him a favor right now, you know. But you always get people that are questioning you as a coach. But you can't let those go into your decision. You know, into you
coaches just get questioned.
Yeah, you just go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Come on.
Yeah.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday trivia and more. Stay with us.
You know what? Summer's over, and now it's time to get back on track. Complete Nutrition can help you do it all this fall. Now, when you're the busiest, you need experienced advice and the right products to help you reach your fall fitness goals, no matter what they are. Maybe it's weight loss. Complete Nutrition has customized weight loss solutions to help you drop the pounds. Maybe your goal is to increase your energy level. Come in to get a plan designed just for you by experts in nutrition and exercise. Or maybe you want to add mass and strength. The right products can make all the difference. Can you do it all this fall? You can with a little help from your partners at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com this week. It all gets underway on Tuesday when Classic Hits 98.9 brings you a C1 Top 5 volleyball battle between two perennial powers as the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders welcome in the defending state champion Kearney Catholic Stars, first serve at 7 o'clock. And Friday football includes St. Cecilia at Sutton, Kearney Catholic in Minden, and many more. But Tuesday, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny, high of 82. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low near 55. Tomorrow, we'll have increasing clouds with a chance of storms and a high near 85. And tomorrow night, showers and storms. Currently, it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's kind of run through what's going on with the world of sports. Tonight we will have the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game here on ESPN Radio. Congratulations to Elwood coach Kevin Mahlberg. Win number 200 yesterday. They had to finish up the game with Bertrand. They were trailing Friday night when the game was stopped because of the storm, and they decided to finish it yesterday, and Elwood won it 28-20. Win number 200 for Coach Mahlberg. Again, the players seem to like these 11 o'clock games. I don't.
I don't know if fans do or not. I never get that sense that 11 o'clock. I think the only people that like the 11 o'clock games must be the team. So if they, that's fine. Whatever it is, it is. Nebraska volleyball up two spots. They're number 10. We told you that the poll would be flip-flopped and stirred up, and seven different teams are getting number one votes in the national poll, which is pretty amazing. UNK is up a spot to number five. Six-time defending champion Concordia St. Paul is back at number one. Wayne State is 10th. Hastings College's Kalen Dahlke and Shandell Davidson are the player and setter of the week in the GPAC conference. Yes, sir.
How about six of the nation's top 10 are in this volleyball central regional?
Oh, yeah.
60% of the nation's top 10.
And Coach Rick Squires always loves talking about that. And he will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, it's our Husker Lunch live from Cunningham's. We're back after the bye week. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report and Sean Callahan from Husker Online with copies of his new book, 100 Things You Need to Know or Do About Nebraska Football. He'll be autographing them. You can purchase them tomorrow if you would like. It's a great read. So join us, Doug and Daddy, from 11 to 12. Sean Callahan from noon to 1. Cunningham's The Loft, a great buffet meal, and Talking Husker Football, your chance to register for Nebraska-Iowa tickets, and a whole lot more. High school volleyball going on tonight. I'll be in Grand Island as Central Catholic takes on Kearney Catholic in one of the good rivalries in Class C. Varsity action, well, it's scheduled to start at 7. You have the two JV and reserves before that. Then it's parents' night. So just stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney High will host Norfolk and Lincoln East in a triangular today, a top 10 matchup in A. Grand Island's at Lincoln Southwest. As we talked with Coach Heppner, Hastings is at York. Heartland Lutheran is at Nebraska Lutheran tonight as well in high school volleyball. Hastings St. Cecilia, they have their round robin tournament tonight and Thursday. It gets underway. Heartland, Cross County, Superior, Silver Lake, Wood River among the teams that are there. And Grand Island Northwest, Mike Patterson wrote in his article today in the Omaha World Herald, he doesn't remember voting a non-Class A team number one in the state. Well, he did today. Grand Island Northwest, he has as the best volleyball team in the state. And three Class B schools overall are in the all-class top 10. Cross country yesterday, we've got the state meet coming up on the 25th, the precursor at the Kearney Country Club yesterday, the UNK High School Cross Country Invitational. Congratulations to all those youngsters. There's like more people than comes in for the state meet. What do you think about cross country, Damon?
I've never understood.
I went out for it and got lost.
I never understood. I have zero skill or comprehensive ability to be like, hey, go run. Ready, set, go. Like I respect them as much as any athlete. That's anonymity. That's self-reliance, self-discipline. I mean, those guys are the epitome of discipline when it comes to athletes. Yeah, to just go out and do it. The solitude of it all.
Don't have a lot of that.
But I can't fathom running. Just going out for a run.
Well, great job to all the athletes that got the job done. And again, the state meet will be there with live coverage on the 25th. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now if you haven't won in the last 2 months. You are eligible to win at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll ask trivia questions. First person to get one right will receive a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Stop by, see Carrie and the gang. Get the bacon for the BLTs. Get the prime ribs. It's never too early to start thinking about what you're going to be doing for Thanksgiving next month. But all, of course, the tailgating you need for Nebraska, UNK, and Hastings all at home this week. So get your tailgating needs at Troutman's. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, you're first through today. All right. This got me to thinking yesterday. This is an NFL question. The Jacksonville Jaguars will play at the Denver Broncos next week. Now, a couple of weeks ago, they played Seattle and were a 19-20-point underdog. And people are going, could this be the biggest point spread in NFL history? Well, they're going to have to go a ways because the biggest point spread in NFL history was 27 points. What team was favored by 27 points over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in 1976?
Oh, how about the Dallas Cowboys?
God, they would have been, but that's not right. Hey, thanks for the call. Try back. This team has the distinction of being the biggest favorite ever in an NFL game. Point spreads from 1972. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is
Chad.
Chad, do you know which NFL team was the biggest favorite in history?
About the Miami Dolphins.
Not the Miami Dolphins. Try back. This team was favored by 27 points over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1976, the Bucs' initial inaugural season. And that's who we're looking for. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon.
Brandon, do you know the answer?
I'll go with the Steelers.
It is the Steelers. Brandon knows it. He knew that the Pittsburgh Steelers were favored by 27 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers December 5th, 1976. Brandon, did they cover?
The Bucs were pretty bad back then, so I'll say yeah.
Pittsburgh won 42-0 to drop Tampa Bay to 0-13 in their inaugural season. Hey, hang on the line. Jeff will get you all set up here with your Troutman's gift card, and thanks for joining us today. Congratulations.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
The very next week, Damon, the New England Patriots traveled down to Tampa and were favored by 21. Tampa covered 31-14.
Is that when they were the creamsicles? Were they the fighting creamsicles?
That was so awesome. I love those uniforms. Love them.
Do you know that they can't do those uniforms anymore because of the helmet rule?
Why?
You can't change helmets. The NFL Players Association says they can't change helmets. So they used to have like different helmets for different things. They want them to wear the same helmets all year long. So they get used to them and it molds to your head better to release. That's one of the...
Yeah, that works.
Go ask Oregon if that's how they're doing it.
The biggest spread since 1993 was, and I don't even remember this, but November 25th, 2007, the Patriots were favored by 24.5 over the Eagles. The Patriots won 31-28. And that's
who was quarterbacking them? Was it McNabb?
No, Philadelphia started backup quarterback A.J. Feely. New England was 10-0. And it just got done beating the Bills 56-10 on a Sunday night. And before that, had beat Washington 52-7. Philadelphia started backup quarterback A.J. Feely. The game was nationally televised the Sunday nighter on NBC, which they say may have inflated the line. And New England barely won the game. Kind of shows you the parity, how things have changed in the National Football League. My backup question today, which would have been an easy one, I know you'll know it. The last time the Pittsburgh Pirates were on a baseball field in the postseason was when?
1992.
And who scored the winning run?
Sid Bream.
Bang.
Was he out or safe?
Safe. No doubt in my mind, safe, Atlanta Brave fan.
Hey, how bad were the umpires last night on that trap call?
Oh, I thought you could review that now in the playoffs.
I have no idea, but wow, that guy sold it, though. I mean, that's an RMAC call right there. That's an RMAC call.
You know who wouldn't have missed that call? Jimmy Langan. He'd have been all over it. He'd have got it.
No offense to Jimmy. Jimmy would have been on a knee back there. Got it. Got it. Yeah, he's out. You know what my favorite umpiring story is about Jimmy Langan?
Oh, Jimmy, I love it.
Jimmy's doing a fall game for us, and it's getting long. And we pick over to first base, and it's long. And Jimmy can tell both teams are – so. The kid's not, Jimmy's not even paying attention. He's talking to the second baseman, and we backpick the second base or something. The kid's safe as day, and Jimmy's like, got him, and just walks off. Just that. And we were happy for it, but that's one of my favorite Jimmy stories of, oh, man.
I got Jimmy stories. I love them. I don't think he wants us telling them all here on the radio. I think I've told a couple of them, though. I just love it. I love it. We brought this up when Matt Davison joined us on the show because Jimmy goes, I think I refereed a couple of your games because Tecumseh came up. And this was the first or second year I worked here, so that would overlap with them coming up to the holiday tournament in Wood River. And, you know, I think it fell on a Friday, Saturday, those holiday tournaments between Christmas and New Year's. So you're all jacked up for a million things. Christmas just over, New Year's, the college football bowl games. And you're in Wood River Saturday morning, 11 a.m., doing the girls' consolation basketball game. I don't think I have to explain anything to anybody about the mood when there's about 37 people in the gym. And this coach gets on Jimmy in the first minute of the game, and he teed him up. And I went, holy cow, and I said something to him at halftime. I said, boy, you rang him up awful quick. He goes, I don't need anybody at 11 in the morning thinking he's Bobby Knight. And on we went. It's good stuff. Folks, the Midway Auto Dealerships, they don't cook up stories. They cook up deals. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, they're there for you. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Stop by and see them today. They're rebuilding their website, so you can check that out when it's all up and ready to go with some new things for you to always check out their inventory. But as we said, they're updating that website, so stop by and see them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Like them on Facebook. You can get up-to-date deals and everything that's going on with Midway and some of the great things that they do around the community and around central Nebraska. They always are on site helping folks out, and they'll help you out with great deals on Silverados up to $8,600, new Rams up to $9,100 off, and of course, check out the Buick Encore. Very hard to keep on hand, but they've got a handful of them at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Just bouncing around here at the end because I won't see you for a week. Do Peyton Manning, do the Broncos win the Super Bowl?
Damon, I told you who was going to win the Super Bowl.
I forget. I do not recall.
The Houston Texans shall defeat the Saints of New Orleans on the first Sunday of February for the Super Bowl championship. Okay. And I can't, you know, I don't feel bad about that right now. Houston should have beaten Seattle, okay? They do need to get better. But again, remember, Baltimore went into the playoffs at 10-6, 9-7 last year. They weren't playing great going in. You just need to get there and be on that high note. And the Saints look really, really good. Now, I know Denver looks good. Seattle looks good, but sorry, folks. Seattle's a 2-2 football team. They should be 2-2 today. I don't care that they're 4-0. They should be 2-2. The deal is they won the games. That's going to help them maybe get to play at home at the end of the year. I didn't think that would happen. That's why I didn't think that they would go deep into the playoffs or even make the playoffs. I may be wrong on that one. But anyway, Denver, I think they win 14, 15 games. They'll get in a bad weather situation. Peyton will have a couple of tip balls, and you just never know if anybody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, I just you know, because right now he's the second coming. You know, again, he's reinventing the stat book and everything else, but that doesn't mean anything in playoff success for him.
Thank God they play at Dallas this week.
But he's got one championship?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah.
Just one?
Yeah, Eli two, him one.
So, oh, that's got a stick in his craw. Did you see the Book of Manning? Have you seen it on E60?
No.
Okay.
No. I've seen parts of it.
Very good watch.
Fantasy Football Challenge. Congrats to Blue Dynamite for our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. He won week 4. Check your ESPN.com mailbox for prize information. Blue Dynamite. We'll talk more about that. Our Fantasy Football
Are we getting
Challenge
Blue Dynamite in for his big victory?
No.
You know, we played hard. You know, we got some things to fix up.
I will say this, and I think a lot of my friends and folks that I do fantasy football with, I get it. Golf stories, poker stories, fantasy football stories. If you're not directly involved with it, you don't want to hear the other guy's story.
That's true.
You know how many times you just look like, I'm heading to the finish line, I got the win this week, and then something crazy happens?
Yeah.
Sunday, I'm just crushing Cub fan from Riverdale running around with his shirt off when he harvests. And all of a sudden, seriously, I mean, we're sitting there watching football together, which we don't do very often because he's harvesting at this time of the year, but it rained. So he's looking at the score total. He goes, you're up like, and I hadn't asked her, he goes, you're up like 92 to 36, which is just, you know, 36.
Yeah, that's
really
a big lead.
The worst week ever. He had Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, and Nate Washington, who scored him like 50 points in like 15 minutes. The two big touchdowns, Washington grabs two, all of a sudden I'm behind and PO'd. And then, thank God, Julio Jones, with a minute to go Sunday night, hauls in a 49-yarder, and I win by 4. I have no chance in league number 2. Darren Sproles scored 38 points last night. Garrett Hartley misses a field goal. I was down 23, something like that. I win by 3. So that will never,
I got my
never
first,
happened and will never happen again.
I got my first W this weekend. 1-3, baby.
Bye
Here
week.
We come.
Bye week.
No, it was against a team that is less than stellar.
That's what happened to me last week.
Yeah.
We had two 0-2 matchups, and I won them both. So I'm now 2-2 in both leagues and shall probably never win again. Everybody wants to trade me for Calvin Johnson.
I'm 1-3, and no one wants to trade me for any of my guys.
Who's your quarterback?
Drew Brees.
Oh.
It's really the first weekend he's gone off. Ray Rice is not helping me.
No.
Neither is Chris Johnson.
Yeah, that pig. I should have known. I hated him last year and get in the end zone. I'll bench him so he scores. I'll do that for everybody out there. Luke Cooper answers your fantasy football questions on Thursday. Plus, Illinois football coach Tim Beckman will join us on Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, it's our Husker Lunch live from Cunningham's Journal. We'll be upstairs in the loft. Sean Callahan, Husker Online, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. I want to thank Daryl Morris, Tony Harper for joining us today, and Hastings High volleyball coach Dave Heppner. Have a good walkthrough today, Damon, and may your next inter-squad scrimmage be stellar.
We'll have live news when it is.
See you next week. And, folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!